He would stop bothering me when I'm looking for Quonset hut prices. Sure, there's a radio show we should be doing. I know Clint Boyer's on in a few minutes. Sure, I gotta give stuff away. Goff's got sports in your shorts. Adam Carolla wants to come by, but I need to know how much a goddamn Quonset hut costs in case I get fired. I'm gonna live in a Quonset hut on that land. Sell the other stuff and just live in a Quonset hut like I'm back in NAM.
Just claim your
A lot of
territory.
People don't know, I did a pretty long tour in NAM.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of kills. Actually, my tour was exactly 2 weeks long, and it was 2 years ago, and it was pretty joyful. It was pretty fun. No war was happening.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice. But I do want to buy a Quonset hut, unless it's expensive.
Then I want to see what one of those looks like.
Then I'm going to live in a... It's like a half of a concrete or a metal culvert.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Women don't know what the word Quonset means.
I'll let you look it up, and then I'll come over there and look at it.
Probably not. Here, Quonset huts.
That's like what every other business at Emporia looks like. I'm not kidding.
See? Smart people out there.
See how they do it?
You better I get to bury a couple of containers out there and live in some concrete bunkers or something. Yeah, we're just getting stuff done. Third Street Asylum, by the way, that was the weather. Yeah. I think I gotta go work over there tonight. You gotta come see it. You gotta come get little Jackson to come work at it.
This is the last weekend we have baseball, and then the next weekend I'm coming.
I'm telling you, man, it's incredible. It's fun. We're gonna go work on that. But there's a couple of rooms they don't even use. It's the old school in Bonner.
Okay.
And there's some creepy, like unbelievably frightening areas that don't even get used. Because they don't have a way to connect them yet.
Right.
And there's a boiler room that is, I'm telling you, if you had to build this movie set-wise, it'd be, $100,000.
Well, the bathroom you talk about.
So creepy. The bathroom is, it's in the basement. And you have to come down these great big stairs, and it gets real dark and real thin. And then you turn left, and then you go in the old heavy wooden door, and it's exactly as it was when they built it. And it's just, the paint is literally just coming off the walls, like curling up, like flesh. Mm-hmm. And it's just urinal. And then you go around, and it's got the sinks that divide the room. And there's, a chest-high wall. You can see past that. And then they have the stalls on the other side. And it's the creepiest. And they've got old fluorescent fixtures in there. And we were screwing up putting flicker bulbs in. Mm-hmm. So they just go...
Yeah, perfect. Scary.
Nothing else necessary because it's so awful. Like I'm telling you, it's the creepiest thing. I got to get them to open up these rooms.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's any truth that there are dead people.
Did you go in at night or the day?
I've done it. We work on it at night mostly. So,
you've given Klaus all these ideas and he's accepted them.
His ears are now nothing but truly Shrek sized, the size of his head, the size of an enormous head he has, incredible sized head. Yeah, we still don't know. I don't know if I'd rather have a helmet full of quarters or his helmet full of quarters or $1,000. I don't know which one is worth more. His head's huge.
I think you got to go quarters.
Yeah, I think so.
Have you seen him?
I don't know. Yeah, you wouldn't forget. Him. He looks like a giant bobblehead. He's the bobblehead of Bonner.
Yeah.
He's insane. His head
looks like the water tower.
He's got in fact, his ears, I think, are normal sized, but his head is so big, they look small. It's like Steven Tyler's lips. They're not big. His head's just tiny.
Right.
So... It's just weird. It's not my fault.
So much I want to see now.
Klaus is just Klaus. You know who he is.
Hey, Kansas City, it's Klaus.
Everybody knows
him. Hey, guys, it's Klaus.
Everybody.
Hey, Kansas City, it's Klaus.
Klaus.
Hey, guys, it's Klaus.
Everybody knows him.
Hey, Kansas City, it's Klaus.
Klaus. Yeah. He's a very important person.
If you don't know, you will know.
Yeah.
He's preparing to know.
Yeah. He's great. We got these other haunted. You got to get Jackson out there to work at this thing, man. It's absolutely amazing, man. You're going to love it. I should probably give some of those tickets away.
Yeah, we can do that.
Is Boyer on time?
He should be on time. He's usually a minute or two late, but he should be here in less than 10 minutes.
All right, then. We'll also get golf, sports, and shorts. I'll give you some tickets to Third Street Asylum next.
Do it, Johnny style.
Johnny style.
It's the Johnny Dare Morning Show on 98.9 The Rock.
If you're going to have some, concrete bunkers are the way to go, man. Yeah. I don't think the steel tubes are the way to go.
I would not get in that tube. I don't know why.
Man needs a bunker, Jake. I don't even know why we're having 736, 57 degrees. I hate it when I have to get in arguments about this.
I'm just saying, I would not get in that tube. Like some of that stuff that was built underground did not look as safe as some
of the other. Well, I'm just saying that being up top with the nuclear radiation, dirty bombs, or zombies.
Yeah.
These are things that you have to watch out for. Not to mention wackadoos with crazy gun problems.
Yeah. Well, call me a pussy, because I would take the nuclear winter over that tunnel. I would rather just suck it in and go.
Don't come knocking. Don't come looking for my secret door.
Don't come late for big candy bars.